I told my sister, don't nervous, but I get nervous myself.
Do you think he can preach himself?
We're
going to study a passage. Second Corinthians,
Chapter 13, verse 11. 要同心合意，要彼此和睦，如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。
2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brothers, rejoice, aim for perfection, listen to my appeal, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
3年前，我在这里跟弟兄姊妹有一次分享。
3 years ago, I shared with all of you here.
那一次我是读的《哥林多前书》第11章第1节。
At that time, I read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, first verse.
那节圣经就是说，你们要效法我，好像。效法我效法基督一样。
That verse said, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
我还记得江弟兄在下面很仔细的听。
I remember Brother Constantine really paying attention.
我那时候记得保罗说，你们要效法我好像我效法基督一样。
I remember that time we said, Paul said, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
为什么保罗不直接说你们都要效法基督？
Why did Paul not say you all must follow Jesus Christ directly?
因为许多人说我们直接效法基督很难呢，因为他太完全了。
Because a lot of people say it is very difficult to follow Christ directly because he is perfect.
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he is the son of God.
他没有罪。
He is sinless.
所以我们要直接去效法基督，好像不知道怎么样来效法。
So if we have to follow someone like Jesus Christ who is so perfect, we don't really know where to start.
但是保罗他也是跟我们一样的人。
But Paul, he's just a human being like the rest of us.
他能够这样效法基督，我们先效法他。
If we could certainly follow the example of Christ, we could do the same.
所以我们说，我们应该怎样效法保罗？从保罗那里，我们可以效法什么？
That's why Paul said, follow my example, because if we follow him, we'll learn from him.
我们知道保罗是一个非常热心传福音的人。
We know that Paul was passionate about Christ.
他为了传福音的时候，他走遍了亚细亚，以后又到欧洲。
We know that Paul traveled around. He went through the whole Asia Minor and then he went to Europe.
他吃了很多苦。
We also know that he suffered a great deal.
保罗也是很有信心的人。
We also know he was a man of faith.
因为保罗遇到很多很多的难处。
He encountered much difficulties in his life.
他在这些难处面前，他从没有灰心过。
Amongst all the troubles he experienced, he never gave up or got discouraged.
他相信神的旨意，无论如何要成功。
He believed the purpose of God would be carried forth.
保罗也是一个非常有爱心的人。
Paul was also a man of love.
他说他爱哥林多教会的人，不光是为他们费钱费力。
He said he loved the church of Corinth. He not only spent money and energy.
他甚至于他的性命也愿意为他们付上。
He was willing to sacrifice his life for them.
我们也知道保罗是一个很会祷告的人。
We also knew that Paul was a man of prayer.
他知道祷告是一个人跟神保持联系必须的一个。
He knew that was the only way that man can keep in communication with God.
他教导弟兄姊妹，你们要不住地祷告。
He taught the brothers and sisters to pray without ceasing.
但是保罗自己就是不住祷告的人。
He himself prayed without ceasing.
他祷告最多。
He prayed the most.
我想保罗还有许多可以叫我们学习的地方。
I think Paul also had many other things that we can learn from.
但是保罗啊，也受了许多的难处。
But Paul also went through many difficulties.
特别是在哥林多的教会，他有许多的难处。
Especially dealing with the church in Corinth, he experienced much difficulty and hardship.
在哥林多教会，有人甚至于怀疑他是不是使徒。
The church of Corinth even doubted his apostleship.
有许多人甚至于说保罗是用心计来牢笼他们。
And they also said he created all kinds of schemes to confuse them.
也有许多在那里有的人并不喜欢他。
A lot of people did not like him.
在这种情况底下，我们看见保罗一点都没有灰心。
Under all these circumstances, we saw that Paul never got discouraged.
特别我们看见保罗在提他这个哥林多后书十三章十一节最后说的话。
Especially what we just read in the 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11.
在这个最后说的话里面，他虽然说的很简单。
Even though what he said, the last things he said to the church was seems very simple.
但是我们看见保罗，他也蛮有信心。
But we knew that he had lots of faith.
所以他告诉说，还有末了的话跟你们讲。
So he told them, he said, finally, I still have some things I want to share with you.
他说，愿弟兄们都喜乐。
He said, brothers, rejoice always.
好像在哥林多教会有这么多难处的情况底下，他说，愿弟兄们都喜乐。
Amidst all the problems the church of Corinth was experiencing, he asked them to rejoice.
那么他自己喜乐吗？
Was he rejoicing himself?
他肯定也喜乐。
I'm sure he was also rejoicing.
我觉得有许多时候我们侍奉神或这些境遇上许多难处的时候，常常最容易失去的就是喜乐。
It's true, a lot of times when we experience hardship and difficulties in our lives, the first thing we lose is the joy.
但是保罗告诉我们说，要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事谢恩，这是神在基督耶稣里为我们所定的旨意。
Because Paul said you should rejoice always and pray without ceasing and give thanks to the Lord because it's God's eternal will for us.
所以喜乐是一个基督徒神给基督徒的一个旨意。
So rejoice is a purpose from the Lord for us.
所以有的时候啊，我们好像是很热心，也很付代价，也做很多的事情， 但是你要一旦发现你失去喜乐，那你已经不在神的旨意里面。
Sometimes we feel that we are so passionate about some things, and also we feel like we're sacrificing something, we're working so hard. But when you lose that joy of serving the Lord, then something is wrong.
因为基督徒的见证啊，很多的时候啊，就是他有喜乐。
A lot of times, the testimony of a Christian is the joy in their heart.
在世界上的人啊，以为得到世上的东西，他会有喜乐。
People in the world think if they have attained certain materialistic goals, then that's where their joy is.
但实际上，他们得到越多的时候，他们的担子越重，他的喜乐失去越多。
But in reality, the more materialistic things they accumulate, the more burdens they have, and the less joy they have.
但是基督徒不一样。
But Christians are different.
如果我们真的行在神的旨意中间，
If we walk or live in God's will,
我们吃苦、受苦难是为了基督受苦难的话，
If we suffer for the Lord,
那么圣灵就是喜乐的油就要膏我们。
Then the Holy Spirit will be like the joy of oil, will anoint us.
所以我们被喜乐的油所充满，里面就会充满喜乐。
So when we're filled with the oil of joy, then naturally our inside will just overflow with joy.
你认为这是不可能的吗？
Do you think that is impossible?
是可以的。
It is possible.
如果我们真的为了主的缘故活在这地上，
If we are living for the purpose of the Lord,
我们活在地上有时遭遇你说意想不到的难处，但是神还是把喜乐赐给我们。
When we encounter unimaginable difficulties, God still grants us the joy.
我想有一个事情啊，就是说今天神非常重视我们今天活着，做任何事情是为他的缘故做呢，还是为自己做？
I think God puts a great emphasis on the purpose when we do something. Is it for the Lord or is it for ourselves?
如果我们是为了主做，
If we are doing it for the Lord,
任何事情你都是为了主做。
Everything you do is for the Lord.
主悦纳你这个心。
God will accept your heart.
他就将喜乐赐给你。
And he will grant you the joy.
而且应许你，你所做的一切，不管是你为谁，只要你是为了主的缘故做这个事，将来一定从神那边要得到奖赏。
And he promised you,It doesn't matter what you do, as long as you're doing it for the Lord, then you're going to have the eternal reward.
你知道我有一个经验。
I have this experience.
也许弟兄姊妹有点在美国就不会有这个经验。
Maybe in America you're less likely to have this experience.
因为有个时候啊，在我们特别的情况底下，在有一个文化大革命。
In certain special situations, in this particular case, it's going to talk about is a cultural revolution.
这个文化大革命的时候啊，我就被我的家学被抄了。
During this cultural revolution, my home was totally searched. I mean, totally searched.
而且我已经关在一个地方。没有自由。
They have already not in prison, but imprisoned me in a situation in a certain place.
那个地方就叫做牛棚。
And that place is called as a cow. cow. I don't know what you call 牛棚。Okay, okay. It literally means cow's barn, in a barn where you keep the cows, but The other meaning is just being isolated, in total isolation from the other people.
而且我在这个无产阶级专政底下劳动。
I was working under the proletariat. This is getting a little complicated.
那你这个时候啊，你做他们让你做很辛苦的这个劳动。
I really had to do a lot of hard labor.
很脏的工作。
Very filthy work.
可是我在那里啊，我说主，我做这一切都是为着你做的。
While I was doing this hard labor, dirty labor, I told the Lord.I am doing it for you.
我做这一些是为了你做的，有人看见也好，没有人看见也好，我一定好好的做，因为我是为你做的。
Lord, I'm doing this for you. Whether people see me or whether people don't see me, it doesn't matter. It's all done for you.
所以在这样的环境劳动的时候，神给我很大的喜乐。
In those difficult hard labors, God gave me great joy.
这个喜乐啊，甚至于咽盖不住。
The joy was overflowing. I almost couldn't put a lid on my joy.
所以我走过去回家的时候，一个人很累，但是人家去看我很喜乐。
Even though on the way home, I'm usually completely exhausted physically, but when people look at me, they can see the joy in my heart.
撒旦会跟我讲，他说你这样活着没有意思，因为你不能做见证，也不能传道，甚至于跟家里的人也不能会在一起。
Satan would often remind me that what am I living for? Number one, I cannot witness.Number two, I have no ministry. Number three, I have no family.
他说，他也叫我想起传道书，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空。
He reminded me of Lamentations, all is vanity.
但是，我觉得，我如果完全依靠主，还活在他的面前。我就不虚空。
But I realized if I put my trust in the Lord and I just rely on Him, then I'm not going to experience that vanity.
所以许多人在那边看的时候，他是很稀奇，为什么这个人在这样的环境中间，他还有那么喜乐？
So when a lot of people look at me, they wonder why this person going through such difficulties can still be so joyful.
所以他们说，这一定是他是基督徒。
They say he must be a Christian.
所以我还在那边，我不知道我在做见证。实际上，神的圣灵在我里面显出喜乐来，就是为他做见证。
Actually, at the time, I didn't know I was witnessing for the Lord. But it's the life in Christ, the joy that itself was a witnessing.
所以。文化大革命过去了以后，那些看见的人，好些人也信了耶稣。
So after the Cultural Revolution, many people who have seen me during that time later became Christians.
喜乐是圣灵的果子。
Rejoice or joy is a fruit of the Spirit.
我们都知道。圣灵所结的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
Kindness.
好了，不要再讲了。
The fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, and kindness.
忍耐。
Our patience.
所以喜乐是圣灵给的。
So joy is a gift from the Holy Spirit.
喜乐是一个我们一个对我们来讲是一个是我们不至于失望的一个甜蜜的东西。
Joy or rejoice to us is something that we will not be disappointed in the future.
因为主耶稣说，主耶稣因着前面的喜乐，他就忍受十字架的苦难。
Because Jesus, because of the joy he has experienced, he endured the pain of the cross.
喜乐是在我们前面的盼望。
What joy is really at our hope that is facing us.
所以保罗在罗马书第一章的第一节到五节他说的话。
So Paul in Romans chapter 1 verse 1 to 5.
你先念吧。
Okay, I'll just read it, okay? Romans 1:1-5. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. The gospel...
第五章。
Excuse me, Romans 5, 1 to 5.
Don't nervous.
Excuse me, Romans 5, 1 to 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and the character hope. And the hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
所以说，喜乐是圣灵给我们看见将来那一个荣耀。
So joy is what the Holy Spirit has shown us.What the glory will be like in the future.
因为那个将来荣耀的盼望使我们产生喜乐。
Because the hope in glory will cause this joy that we experience today.
不光是因着恩典。
Not just because of grace.
而且在各种患难中他也给我们喜乐。
But in the midst of all the difficulties,
因为患难生忍耐。
Because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
Perseverance produces character.
老练生盼望。
And character produces hope.
盼望不至于羞愧。
And hope does not disappoint.
因为圣灵将神的爱充满在我们的里面。
Because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗劝我们，愿弟兄们都喜乐。
So that's why Paul asks us, brothers, rejoice.
第二，保罗也告诉我们说，你们要做完全人。
And the second thing Paul reminded the brothers is to be perfect.
要做完全人，这就是说我们现在还有些事情还不完全。
If he asked them to be perfect, that means they are imperfect right now.
我想这个完全人呢，有两方面讲。
There are two points of view when we want to talk about being perfect.
一个完全呢，就是说完全成长成为一个成人，他是个完全人。
One way is in terms of maturity, when you have fully grown, then we consider that perfect.
比方你是一个小孩刚生出来，他好像是完全的，他有眼睛有鼻子什么都有，内脏都有，但是他功能是不完全。
Well, we can first look at the baby. When the baby is born, though he looks like he's perfect because his eyes, nose, mouth, and all the features, but the functions have not developed yet.
所以我们说小孩他虽然样样都有生命，但是他的生命没有成熟。
So when we look at a child, we know that even though the child has all the faculties, but because they have not developed or grown, so we say it's not matured yet.
所以我们信主的时候，我们重生了，得了一个新的生命。
When we became a Christian, we gained a new life.
但是这个新生命在开始的时候，还是一个婴儿。
But we know that new life in the beginning was in the form of a babe.
即使像哥林多教会这样，他们有恩赐，有口才，一样都不缺，但是在生命上，他们还是 baby。
Okay, look at the Church of Corinth. Okay, they have the gift of speaking. They were given many gifts.But in terms of maturity, they were still babes.
因为他们生命中间还有许多不成熟的地方。
Because in their life, there were areas that still have not matured.
所以我们需要极力进到完全的地步。
So we have to enter into that state of perfection.
就是到成长的地步。
Just to the point of perfection.
能够认识基督，长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So that we can have to grow and to mature, so we can have the stature of mature Christian. Christ image.
要认识基督。
To know him.
认识基督。
To know Christ.
长大成人。
To grow and mature.
满有基督长成的身量。
To have the full maturity of Christ.
所以这一个是完全人，就是说要在生命上成长。生命成长成熟。
This is to mature in the growth.
另一方面是要做个完全人，就是说我们要像主耶稣一样的完全。
The other point of perfection is to be brought like Christ, who is perfect.
我们都说神的旨意，他要把他预先所定下的人来，就照他们来。
God's purpose is to call those he has ordained.
So, 预定人召他们来，又称他们为义。
And he'll consider them righteous.
称他们为义，又要带他们进到荣耀里去。
And take them into glory.
就是说，神要叫他所拣选的人，能够磨成他儿子的模样。
What he really wants to do is for those he has chosen, he wants them to form them into the image of the Son.
所以人啊，就希望我们这个人能够像基督的模样。
So that we should be like the form of Jesus.
许多的时候啊，我们就觉得说这好像是做不成的。
A lot of times we know this seems an impossible task.
所以啊，有的时候有个姊妹学说，我们传福音的时候说，你信了耶稣，耶稣的生命进到你里面，你以后就要像主耶稣一样。
A sister said that when you become a Christian because the life of Jesus Christ has entered in you, then you should be like Jesus Christ.
那么他们学说了，哎。你说是这样吗？某某人他是不是基督徒？
I said, oh, is that so? Well, let's take so and so. Is that person a Christian?
为什么他？我看他不太像耶稣。
Well, I don't think he's really like Jesus Christ.
我们的耶稣好慈爱。
The Jesus Christ that I know of is full of kindness.
好忍耐。
Patience.
好喜乐。
Full of joy.
好平安。
Peace.
但是我看啊，他，常常脸是长的。
That person, certainly his facial expression doesn't show he's very happy.
他常常发脾气。
He always throws temper tantrums.
他在家里面，他的家，你一进去啊，尽是吵闹啊。
There's much unrest in the household.
所以他说，哎呀，你不要看人，你要看耶稣。
So this Christian told him, well, don't look at the person, look at Jesus.
但是不信的人他看不见耶稣。
But for non-believers, they can't see Jesus.
他只能看见基督徒。
The only thing, the only people they can see are the Christians.
他看基督徒，如果他看见基督徒真的像耶稣那样的话，
If he looks at those Christians and they're truly like Jesus,
那么这些人，他真正就是基督的见证。
Then these Christians are truly the witnesses of Jesus Christ.
我想最重要一点啊，就是说，基督徒中间要有爱。
I think the important part is among the Christians there must be love.
因为主耶稣说，你们如果彼此相爱。那么人就看出你们是我的门徒。
He said, if Christians can love each other, then when people see you, they know you are my disciples.
但是这个爱呢不是普通的爱。
But this is not the love that we commonly refer to.
是主耶稣说我这样爱你们你们也要这样彼此相爱。
It's the love like Jesus said,I love you, so you love each other.
而且使徒约翰也说的，我们要为弟兄舍命。
And Apostle Paul said, we must die for our brothers.
因为基督为我们死。
Because Jesus Christ died for us.
所以我们也要为弟兄们死。
So we need to die for our brothers.
这就是说，如果我们真的能够像基督一样，我们就成为一个完全的人。
So if we can be like Christ, then we will be perfect.
做得到吗？
Can we do that?
许多人说，神有办法，他用什么办法？他用十字架来雕刻我们。
But we know that God has a way.He used the cross to chisel us.
许多人以为说，神教你经过许多的患难，就是那个十字架来雕刻，把你雕刻的成为像基督的样子。
A lot of people know that through the sufferings, it is God's way of chisel us after His will.
但是我说这个不是。
But I said that's not true.
雕刻什么人？
Who is he chiseling?
如果雕刻我们这个旧人，我们的旧人是一块朽木。
If he's chiseling our old body, which really is a piece of rotten wood.
中国有个土话，就是朽木不可雕也。
Oh, in Chinese we have an idiom, it's that rotten wood is not worthy to be chiseled or sculptured.
所以许多人希望说这个旧人中间经过许多的苦难，经过许多 discipline， 经过什么东西，使他能够成为一个完全人，这是不是圣经教导我们的
？So a lot of people have the misconception that if our old body after going through the suffering can become what Jesus or what God wants, that it does not work that way.
如果我们希望我们从我们的旧人身上经过教育，经过培养，经过各种的方法，使我们这个旧人能够变成一个完全人，这是不可能的。
Okay, if we think that through education or refinement that we can become perfect, that our old self can become perfect, that is not possible.
这个只能在罗马书第七章下半章的那个经历，就是我们要使我们自己变成一个完全人的一个结果。
Okay, in the second part of seventh chapter of Romans, the process described there is what we must go through to become perfect.
因为在那里，保罗说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢？”
Because in Romans 7, Paul said,、oh, "What wretched man I am!"
谁能救我脱离？
Who can rescue me from the body of death?
所以这个屈死的身体，你没有办法使它能够真正变成一个完全的人。
So this decaying form, okay, we cannot make it perfect.
所以神的办法就是舍己背十字架跟从主。
So God's way is deny himself, nail on the cross, and follow him.
不舍己，不把自己舍掉，不把自己在跟基督同钉在十字架上，这个旧人永远不能变成一个好人。
So if you do not deny yourself, do not nail yourself on the cross, then your old man will never be changed.
我们都知道，我们也相信我们的旧人在基督耶稣钉十字架的时候已经与他同钉十字架。
We do know and we also believe that our old man was nailed on the cross with Jesus.
所以我们也说，像保罗说，如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So it's like Paul said, now,It's not I that live in me, it's Jesus Christ who lives in me.
但是这一个，如果光是一个教训，如果是一个道理，没有经过圣灵在我们里面做工作的话，这个，这是真理，但是是客观的真理，你得不到主观的经历。
If this merely is a theory or a teaching,But there is no work of the Holy Spirit. Even though it's a truth, it's merely an objective truth. It's not a subjective experience.
所以我们今天必须靠着圣灵。
So today we must rely on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵能够把基督做成的客观真理变成我们主观的经历。
So if we rely on the Holy Spirit,He can change the objective truth to our subjective experience.
所有没有圣灵工作的那些教导也好，方法也好，手段也好，都是没有灵魂的一个躯壳实体。
Okay, whether we're talking about teachings, methodologies, etc., it is a just an outward form.Without the Spirit.
所以我们必须要让圣灵在我们的里面做他的工作，使我们基督做成的客观真理能够成为我们主观的经历。
So we must let the Holy Spirit work, do His work in us so that the objective truth can become the subjective experience.
这个就是我们靠着圣灵跟主基督能够一个联合。
This is where we can have a union with Jesus Christ, relying on the work of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在约翰福音十五章讲得很清楚，他是真葡萄树，我们是枝子。
In John 15, Jesus said clearly that He is the vine and we are the branches.
True vine.
He is the true vine, we are the branches.
凡是不在枝子不在葡萄树上的， 它就枯干。
For those branches that are not connected to the vine, then they will be withered.
我们如果在主观经历上没有圣灵跟我们的主耶稣在灵里有交通的话，那么我们也要死的。
So in our experience, if we have the subjective experience, but we don't have Jesus as a part of that, then we will be like the dead branches.
你跟主联合的时候，你跟主相交的时候，
when you are, you have union with Christ and when you have communication with him or fellowship with him,
一方面你就看见我们可以跟主在死的形态上跟他联合。
We know that we can be united with him through his death.
在死的形状上与他联合的时候，我们这个人像罪就死了。
When we have union with him through death, that we have died unto death.
我们呢，在死的形状上与他联合，同时在复活的形状上就跟主也联合。
Well, when we have union with him through death, we also have union with him through resurrection.
如果我们跟主在复活的形状上与他联合，我们是像神学活了。
When we have the union with him through resurrection, that means we are living in the Lord.
我们很容易的就脱去了那个那些我们胜不过的那些罪恶。
It would be very easy for us to escape from those things that we couldn't escape from before.
这个就是主说你们要住在我里面。
This is why he said, abide in me.
住在基督里面。这是一个非常蒙福的这一个经历。
To abide in Christ is a blessed experience.
因为你住在基督里面，跟他联合的时候，圣灵就要把基督在客观做成的那些真理变成你主观的经历。
Because when you abide with him, when you abide in Christ and have union with him, the Holy Spirit will change the objective truth to the subjective experience.
当然这里你必须你是谦卑的。
Of course, one requirement, you must be meek.
Humble. 你必须是
He told me to say meek. I'm broken.
你必须是向他绝对的投降的。
You must completely surrender yourself.
主告诉我们说，你必须把你自己舍去。
You must deny yourself.
因为你知道我们这个己就是圣灵拦阻圣灵工作的最大的拦阻。
Well, you know, our self is the biggest thing that prevents the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要在我们里做工的时候，要把基督进到我们里面，成为我们的生命，最大的拦阻就是我们那个旧人的生命。
You know, when the Holy Spirit is trying to work, bringing Christ into us, the biggest obstacle is ourselves.
所以告诉我们说，圣灵跟情欲相争，情欲跟圣灵相争，叫我们做我们说不愿意做的事。
Well, we know that the Holy Spirit wars against our flesh. 什么跟情欲相争？
情欲跟圣灵相。
Our flesh wars against the spirit, so that we are declared totally functionless.
所以，如果我们不肯舍去我们自己的话，那就要失去圣灵。
So if you cannot deny yourself, then you're not going to have the Holy Spirit working in you.
所以主耶稣说了， 你如果爱惜自己生命的，就要失丧生命；如果你是为我跟他的福音失丧生命的，就要得到生命。
So Jesus told us, if you love your life, you will lose it. But if for me, you, 你说再讲一遍，你为我怎么样
？Gospel.
For the gospel, then you will gain life.
所以我们真正要与主联合，住在基督里面有两个，一个要绝对的谦卑。
So to be in union with Christ, there are two requirements. The first one is we must be humble.
第二，必须完全投降他。
The second one, we just must completely surrender ourselves.
把我们自己完全置于死地。
Just consider ourselves as dead.
这样呢，基督可以住在我们里面。
Then Christ can live in us.
这一个呢，必须要被十字架。
This requires us to take up our cross.
被十字架不是靠着自己背。
Well, we cannot really take up a cross using our own effort.
靠十字架，背十字架要跟主一起背。
We need to take up a cross with Jesus.
如果我们自己背的话，那个你越背越苦。
If you have to take up your own cross by yourself, it just gets much and much more difficult.
而且你也没有喜乐。
And then you won't have the joy.
如果你是跟基督一起背十字架的话，那你就有喜乐。
But if you bear the cross with Jesus Christ, then you will experience joy.
不光是喜乐，而且是可以安息。
Not only joy, but also experience rest.
我记得有一次，那时候我在教会负责的时候，因为这个共产政府给我也相当难处。
I remember at a time when I was the leading brother in the fellowship, the government gave me a lot of trouble.
那时候我在南京。
I was in the city of Nanking.
他们把我隔离起来。
Again, they put me into isolation.
那么许多弟兄姊妹呢，就他们先发起来控诉我。
Well, many brothers and sisters were accusing me.
所以我在那个时候，我就感觉，我说主，主告诉我说，你要负你的轭，学我的样式。
Jesus told me that you must take up your yoke and follow my example.
所以我想，这个情况底下，我只好听话了。那么说，主啊，我愿意，你把你的轭放在我的肩膀上。
I felt that I must be obedient to the Lord, so I said, "Fine, Lord, just take up my yoke and put on my shoulder."
那么我就是个牛了。
So I had become an oxen.
所以我在前面走。
So、I was walking.
我想主呢是个主人，他拿了一个棒，说我们好好走，不走。
And I envisioned the Lord as a master sitting behind me, ordering me around with a stick. And if I don't move, he will hit me.
所以我呢，真是好像觉得我是好主啊，你把轭放在我这个肩膀上，我在前面走，你在后面看，走了不对，你去打吧。
So I truly thought that's what it was, that I was just the oxen in the front with the yoke, and Lord was sitting there ordering me, and if I just obeyed, then he would just hit me.
所以我在前面一步走一步走走走，我忽然发现我旁边还有个牛。
While I was walking along, all of a sudden I realized there was another oxen next to me.
他好像比较我更大，而且力气更大。
He seemed stronger and bigger than me.
我觉得我这个鞋比他轻松得多。
All of a sudden, I felt the yoke that was there before was lightened.
我向旁边看看这个牛是谁。
So I took a look at the oxen.
我这么一看，我很吃惊。
I was so shocked when I took a look.
我一看，哎呀，是主啊，是你呀。
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's you.
我想他是主人在后面，怎么现在在旁边了？
I thought he was the master sitting in the back. How come now he's next to me as an oxen?
哎呀，我说你怎么能，你这么珍贵的主，你怎么能够跟我坐在一起呢？
I said, Lord, what a precious Lord, you're so precious. How can you take a form of oxen and standing next to me?
主要我们跟他同父一轭。
So the Lord wants us to take up a yoke with him.
同父一轭，他在我们的旁边，他担负我们，他知道我们能担负多少。
You know, he wants us to take the yoke with him next to us, because he knows how much can we take.
哎，所以我现在觉得喜乐。
So I was so joyful.
因为不是我一个人在那边负轭。
So I, because I knew I wasn't alone just taking the yoke.
原来我们的主跟我在一起负轭。
Because the Lord was with me.
所以我的轭是容易的。
That's why he said, my burden is light.
他的担子是轻省的。
Sorry.
所以今天我们能够成为神的像磨成基督的形象，不是我们这个旧人在那边改造。
So today we know that when we say that we are being molded or formed after the image of the Son, it is not we are refining or improving the old self.
是我们这个新人跟基督连在一起，跟他同父一轭。
It's the new man in union with Christ taking up the yoke.
这个必须走十字架的路。
This is the way of the cross.
只有十字架能够使我们脱离罪，脱离世界，脱离自己。
Only the cross can set us free from sin, the world, and ourselves.
那我们怎么样能够像主呢？
So how can we be more like our Lord?
能够像主是保罗说的。
To be like Jesus is what Paul said.
所以以色列人那时候看摩西的时候，他脸上发光。
When the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant.
所以他们用个布给他蒙起来。
So they had to put a veil over his face.
但是我们呢，今天可以敞着脸去看我们的主。
But today, we don't need a veil to see our Lord.
因为我们的心向着主，主已经给我们开了一个路，可以直接到他的面前。
Because we can see the Lord, and He has opened a way that we can go directly to Him.
所以我们到主面前的时候，我们就可以看见神的荣光照在儿子的脸上。
So when we see the Lord, we see God's glory shine upon His Son.
而他的荣光就照在我们身上。
And that glory shines upon us.
所以我们呢，一次照一次，一次照一次，慢慢的，我们就改变成为他的形状。
As this glory continuously shines on us time after time again, we gradually become after the image of the Son.
这是神的灵做成的。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天能够像神，不是我们的旧人 雕刻，我这是给他受受苦难，才能给好的。
So we have to remember, okay, to be like the image of the sun, it's not keep working on the old man, chiseling the old man.
而是我们进到神面前，进到主面前，常常跟他见面，他的荣光就照在我们里面，我们应当常见他的面，我们不知不觉我们就改变。
Okay, today what happens is as we come before the Lord, as His glory continuously shines us and changes, and gradually we become the image of the Son.
这一个，所以我们必须要花个时间跟主亲近。
So we must spend time with the Lord.
如果我们整天觉得是没有时间去亲近主，你就很少见主的荣光。
So if you are too busy, you have no time with the Lord, then you are not going to have time to see the glory of the Lord.
如果我们说主是你那么可亲可爱的我娘，我实在是爱慕你，所以你把一天最好的时间到主的面前去亲近他。
So if you truly say God is so lovable, that He's so precious, then you must spend the most precious time of the day to be with Him.
因为你见了他，你见了他的荣光，他的话也住在我们里面。
Because when you see the Lord, you have seen His glory and His word lives in us.
因为他的话就是灵，就是圣灵。
Because his word is the spirit, it's the Holy Spirit.
And the life. 所以我们如果是这样，在里面亲近神变化，这样我们就可以慢慢的成为主的样子。
So if we continue to spend time with the Lord inside in our heart, then he will transform us.To be like the image of the Son.
而这一条路呢，你一定要走到头。
You must walk this road all the way.
你如果有一天离开了，你就会堕落得很快。
If one day you decided to go off the road or take a detour, then you're going to fall quickly.
所以我们如果要成为一个完全人，
So if we truly have the desire to be perfect,
只有一个办法，
There's only one way,
就是跟我们的主在一起。
Then is to abide with our Lord, or be union with Him.
这要付代价。
Now this takes a little price.
我想第三呢，保罗告诉我们说你们要受安慰。
And the third thing Paul reminds us in that verse is that be comforted.
要受安慰。
Be comforted.
保罗在哥林多后书第一章里去告诉我们说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul told us.
你可以读。第二节
Grace. Okay, he wants to read 2 Corinthians 1, chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles.So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the suffering of Christ flows over into our life, so also through Christ our comfort overflows.
保罗告诉我们说，我们的神是慈爱的神，也是安慰，是各样安慰的神。
Paul told us our God is a God of compassion and a God of all comfort.
各样安慰。
All comfort.
什么人需要安慰？
What kind of people need comforting?
各样的苦难的人需要安慰。
People going through different kinds of suffering.
一个人从来没有受过苦难的人，他也从来不需要安慰。
If a person has never suffered, then that person does not need comfort.
但是我们在走主道路，特别是走十字架道路的时候，总会有各样的苦难。
But when we're walking along this road of the Lord, on the road of the cross, we are going to experience sufferings.
保罗这个一生，他走的路，受过许多许多的苦难。
We know that Paul in his life has experienced many, many sufferings.
因为他受苦难，所以神就给他安慰。
Because of his sufferings, God comforted him.
他得了这个安慰做什么呢？
Well, what did he do with this comfort?
因为他有了这个神，从神得的安慰，也可以拿来安慰所有其他同样苦难的人。
Because of the comfort he has received from the Lord, he can comfort all those others who are experiencing suffering.
我告诉你啊，没有经过苦难的人，他很难去安慰别人。
I tell you, for those that have never experienced suffering, they cannot comfort others.
身体很强壮的人啊，他从来不会体谅那个身体不好的人。
For those that are strong physically, they cannot understand those that have physical weaknesses.
我以前走路走得很快。
I used to walk very fast.
我还能走路。
I was a good walker.
所以如果我的那时候我的师母她有心脏病，她一走一走，那个哎呀，我说你怎么慢呢？走得快一点嘛。
My wife, who used to have heart disease, could never walk fast. I always say, "Can't you walk a little faster?"
因为我不知道。不会走路这个难处。
I didn't know the difficulty of not being able to walk fast.
现在这次我这个腰痛。
This time somehow I have a great pain in my back.
哎呀，我后来一个弟兄上我上火车，他在前面走，他走走走，我去在后面，哎呀，实在痛，跟不上去。
I was walking somewhere in the train station, tried to board the train, but the person with me was walking so fast, I couldn't catch up because I was in so much pain.
他说：“弟兄，你怎么回事啊？”我说：“我走不动了。”
So he looked at me and said, "What's the matter with you?" I said, "I can't walk anymore."
我觉得他一点都不体谅我。
And I felt he had no sympathy or understanding for me.
如果我没有这个病呢，我就不知道这个体谅。
So if I didn't have that trouble with my back, I really wouldn't understand other people having this problem.
有些医生啊，对病人也不体谅的。
We know that a lot of doctors are not very sympathetic to their patients.
这个病人说，哎呀，哎呀，哎呀，哎呀，什么呢？你要耐心一点嘛。
The patient may be in great pain, moaning and groaning. I said, "Why are you groaning? For just be patient."
所以病人在那边说，走了，医生走了以后，他们说最好上他也病他几天。
So the patient said after the doctor has gone out of the room, said.I hope you get sick and experience this.
因为他没有这种，没有受过这种苦难呢，他就不知道什么叫安慰。
So because not having experienced suffering, then you don't know what it means to be comforted.
这苦难是真多啊。
There are lots of sufferings.
在人生道路上，生离死别是很苦的。
In our walk of life,Death is a very traumatic experience.
生离开，活着是离开的，死分别了。
To be born and to separate, to be separated, to be birth, to give birth, and then to die, to leave, these are all very traumatic experiences.
像我那时候，我跟妻子不能在一起。
There was a time that I couldn't be together with my wife.
那是活着的，看见也不能说话。
So even though we were both living beings, we can see each other, but we weren't allowed to even talk to each other.
如果离开呢？
What about separation? 哦，你是说死的是？ How about death? Sorry.
我的妻子那时候得了癌病。
My wife had cancer.
1993年。她得了癌症了以后啊，我却是因为我说。希望我的妻子得了这个病，不至于做弟兄姊妹的绊脚石。
My wife had cancer in 1993, and I didn't want her illness to become a stumbling block to the brothers.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我常说你们要喜乐。
Because I tell all the others to rejoice.
Always, 哦，对，常常喜乐。
Always rejoice.
所以现在看见你自己的太太得了这个病的时候，我看你还有没有喜乐。
So the others, since you talk about rejoicing all the time, now your wife is sick, I'm going to see, can you really rejoice?
尤其难过的呢，就是说，他们说，丁弟兄林姊妹这么爱主，为什么让她生这个病？肯定她有罪。
The most difficult to bear was other people say, "Well, Brother Ting and Sister Lin, they love the Lord. Why did God allow them to be sick? They must have sinned."
哎，一定有厉害的罪在里头。
Deep-rooted sin in their life.
所以我想约伯啊，他受苦难还受得住，就是他三个朋友最难受。
I think that when Job was going through the sufferings, maybe the suffering itself was bearable, but his three friends certainly weren't bearable.
所以我那时候，我总是靠住喜乐。
So during the time of my wife's illness, I just trusted God just to rejoice.
有个小姊妹说，我怕你呀，太太去世了，你也不会流眼泪的。
Because I was rejoicing, there was a little sister that told me, but maybe when your wife dies, you wouldn't even shed a tear.
哎呀，真是不知道我的苦啊。
She really didn't know my difficulty, my suffering.
还有许多许多的苦。
There are a lot of sufferings.
特别是在那个情况底下，那些跟你最好的弟兄或者是姊妹，受过你帮助最多的弟兄姊妹，到有一天他起来反对你。
The most difficult to endure are those that you have given a lot to, those brothers and sisters you have spent so much time and love on, and then one day they just turn against you.
而且他就是他们给你加的苦处最多。
They are the ones that increased your suffering more than or added more suffering to them than what it was.
所以我们在这个路上有很多很多的苦难。
So in our spiritual walk, we are going to experience suffering.
有各种各样的苦难。
All kinds of suffering.
但是我们感谢主，他也有各种各样的安慰。
Praise the Lord, because he has given us all comfort.
All kind of
all kinds of comfort. Because of all the different kinds of suffering, then that's why there are all different kinds of comfort. I believe everyone has suffered.
中国有土话，就是每一家都有一本难念的经。
I'm just going to paraphrase. Okay, that there's an idiom that behind a closed door in family, there is a difficult story.
所以每一个人都有难处。
So everybody has troubles.
所以我相信每一个弟兄姊妹在这里，你都有你自己的苦难。
So I know amongst all of us, each one of us has.Our own suffering.
但是保罗告诉我们说，我们要受安慰。
But Paul said, "Be comforted."
要受安慰。
Be comforted.
你要知道，你如果在今生得不到安慰的话，你就要想到在启示录第七章。
If you do not receive any comfort while on earth, think about Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章里就可以看见那个约翰到天上看见有一大堆的人数不过来的人。
We know that in Revelation chapter 7, John saw multitude of people.
都是穿了白衣的。
They were all wearing white clothing.
都是拿了中士珠。棕树的一个 branch
。Okay. They were all holding the palm plant.
他们在那边羔羊的面前。
They were before the lamb.
那么你把最后这几节读一下吧。
14节到17节。I'm going to read from verse 14 to verse 17. This is Revelation chapter 7.I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst,The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
所以到有一天
So one day,
如果我们为主的缘故受许多的苦难
So one day, if we suffer a lot for the Lord,
在地上我们还得不到安慰的话
and while we have never received any comfort while on earth,
我们有一天在天上也要得安慰
But one day when we are in heaven, we are going to receive our comfort.
因为羔羊要带他们，牧养他们
Because the lamb is going to be the shepherd.
而且神要擦干他们所有的眼泪
And God will wipe away all of their tears.
有个小朋友说，大概神那个擦干他眼泪，他一定有个很大的 handkerchief。
Some small children said, well, if God is going to wipe their tears, he must have a huge handkerchief.
因为所有的眼泪，许多人的眼泪是很多的。
There are lots of tears.
所以我们有一个安慰。就是说我们为主受的苦难都要得到他的安慰
So we have that comfort is whatever we have suffered for the Lord He will comfort us
底下就是说要同心合意
Then the next one we talk about is be of one mind
我们要同心合意
Be of one mind
我们同心合意呢就是怎么能同心合意呢
How can we be of one mind?
那就是《腓立比书》第二章告诉我们说， 我们要以基督的心思为心思。
Philippians 2:5 said, your mind should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
所以我们能够彼此一样的心思呢，都要把自己的心思放下。
So in order to be of the same mind, you must lay down your own mind.
我们以基督的心思为心思。
Your mind should be the same as Jesus Christ.
而基督的心思是谦卑。
Jesus' mind is humble, meek.
那么底下呢，就是说你们要彼此和睦。
The next thing he asks is be at peace with each other.
彼此和睦也是非常重要。
It is very important to be at peace with each other.
当主耶稣召集他十二个使徒在一起的时候，头一个麻烦的就是他们要争谁伟大。
You know, when Jesus called all his disciples together, the first thing is they want to know who's the biggest or greatest.
争谁伟大的时候就要失去和睦。
Well, when you have to vie for the first place, you're going to lose the peace.
那么怎能够彼此和睦呢？
So how can they be at peace with each other?
马可福音第九章告诉主耶稣告诉我们说，
Mark chapter 9, Jesus told us,
他最后啊先说，因为必有盐用火当盐来腌个人。
That we will be fire the salt to test each person.
用火
用 fire and salt
当作盐来腌个人。
Use fire like salt to, I guess, season or season each person.
所以你们中间应当有盐，彼此和睦。
So you should have salt amongst you that you should be at peace with each other.
我们要彼此和睦。
We need to be at peace with each other.
我们中间要有盐。
We have to have salt.
盐做什么用的呢？
What's the purpose of salt?
盐是一种防污剂。
It is
antiseptic.
Antiseptic.
这个防污剂。他你要所有祭物都要用盐腌过的。
Everything needs to use the salt to remove the bacteria.
所以呢，我们中间要防止那个腐败的东西。
In order to avoid those growth or like bacteria among us.
所以用盐。
So we need to have salt.
盐也是调和。调味剂。
It also it enhances the taste.
所以你们的言语应当像盐调和。
So whatever we speak should be like salt. It enhances each other.
许多时间不和睦，这个石头很有关系。
A lot of times discord among group is caused by the tongue.
因为这个石头不小心它就会伤人。
Because if we're not careful, our tongue can really hurt each other.
所以要用盐说话，要用盐调和。
So we need the salt to season our words.
能够彼此和睦。
So that we can be at peace with each other.
如果是这样的话，
If that's the case,
那么仁爱和平的神就必常与我们同在。
Then we know that God of love and peace will be with us.
所以最重要的一点。
So the important thing.
我们所以能够合在一起，能够成长，都是要连于我们的元首基督。
You know, the reason we can be together, the reason we can grow together,We have to give the credit to our commander, who is Jesus Christ.
我们得以在基督里是本无神。
To be in Christ is from God.
他又是神又是他就是基督成为我们的智慧公义圣洁救赎。我们得以在基督里是本无神，神又是基督成为我们的智慧公义圣洁救赎。
The reason we are in the Lord is because of Jesus Christ, and He has enabled us to have wisdom, righteousness, purity, and salvation.
本无神嘛，这么是 Christ.
From God. This is all from God.
那么许多时候如果我们要求智慧离开基督，那个智慧就不是正的智慧。
So, often we want to seek wisdom, but wisdom away from the Lord Jesus Christ, then it is not wisdom.
雅各书告诉我们说，智慧有属地的，也有属天的。
James told us that wisdom can belong to the world or belong to heaven.
如果你们中间有人以为有智慧或者有知识，就要他在智慧的温柔上写出他的善行来。这下糟了，
这下糟糕。If for those that seek wisdom, that think they have wisdom and knowledge, then you have to have the gentleness in the wisdom and knowledge in order to reflect Jesus.
如果你们中间有苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不要自己骄傲。
If you have dissension among you, evil things among you, then do not take pride.
因为这些智慧都是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。
I think I translated the first part wrong, but anyway, he's talking about these things that belong to the world, belong to Satan, belong to your feelings, emotions.
属于鬼魔的。
Satan.
那么真正的智慧呢，从上面来的智慧首先是清洁。
The wisdom from above, the first is purity.
第二是和平。
Then it's peace.
满有怜悯。
Full of mercy.
满结善果，结了很多果子。
Produce good fruits.
没有假冒。
No false pretense.
没有虚假。
No fake, not fake.
所以这些啊，就告诉我们说呢，这个智慧就是基督。
And this is the wisdom which is Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天也要很小心，在我们的教会里，我们不要寻求基督以外的所谓的智慧。
So we have to be very careful in our group that we don't want to seek the wisdom outside of Jesus Christ.
因为一切都在基督里。
Because all things are in Jesus Christ.
但愿我们的主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们主跟我们越来越亲密。
That He will just draw us closer to Him.
真正的在灵里面，我们跟他们合而为一。
So that we can be union with Him in the Spirit.
如此，仁爱和平的神就必常与我们同在。
Therefore, God of peace and gentleness.Will be with us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
即使我们的情况如此的不合你的心意。
Even though our condition is not quite after your will.
但是你对我们从来没有失望。
But you have never been disappointed in us.
你还是给我们蛮有信心。
You still give us faith.
因为许多事情在我们看是不能。
Because many things to us seem impossible.
但是在于你都是。
But to you it's possible.
因为你是全能的神。
Because you're a God that's unable.
而且你的救赎已经因着我们的主耶稣基督已经为我们成功了。
Because your salvation has always already been completed through Jesus Christ.
而且你已经赐下圣灵住在我们的里面。
And you have sent the Holy Spirit to live in us.
只要我们肯信而顺服。
As long as we are willing to trust and obey.
真的我们愿意来爱你，听你的话。
Oh Lord, we want to love you. We want to hear you.
主啊，你就能够在我们里面做你要我们做成的。
Lord, and you can complete those working as that you have intended.
主啊，我们相信你要你的心意，要叫我们成为一个完全的人。
We know that it's your will for us to be perfect.
你希望当我们主来的时候，我们成为一个在你面前无可置之荣耀的教会。
We know that when Jesus Christ comes, that we can come before you as a church, a glorious church without blemish.
主，你给我们信心。
Oh, we just ask you to grant us the faith.
你也给我们爱心。
And give us love.
你也给我们有心能够跟随你一直到底。
Give us a heart that's willing to follow you to the end.
保守我们使我们有忍耐一直到底。
We also pray that you would protect us so that we can be patient till the end.
主啊，求你与我们同在。
We ask you to be with us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.